The Gemara in Tesana Days points out, Raisa, what happens if the Edim don't know how to sign their signature by themselves? Raisa says, Edim Shen Yodim Lach B'Makam L'Hem Yorakolot M'Malim Asakorim V'Yo. That we scrape out for them, B'Makam L'Hem Yorakolot, Rashi explains, Misartin V'Roshmin V'Sakin. We do something to prepare the cloth for them to sign, and then they sign on top of that. And the Gemara, the Brice happens to say that it only works by Gittin Oshin, right? But by Shtar Shichur, it's not going to work. We discussed that last time. What's the Chiluk? Why over here? Should we be more Megal by Gerisha? But that's the Din. The Din is, when, at least when it comes to Get, that will be Makaran Lehem Yarcholuk, Lemalim Asakran Biyo. So what does that mean? Well, what does Mekayim Lehem Yochalot mean? So we mentioned last time Rashi Shita is Mesartin, and we do a Chakika. We scrape out on the cloth to prepare the Mokum for them, and then they sign on top. Tosus was troubled. How can that be? That's a Ksav Gabi Ksav. We know from the Gemara Daf Yutes, Ksav Gabi Ksav doesn't work for the Chasimas Eidim. The Gemara there is only talking about Sikra, Dio Gabi Sikra. It's not talking about not talking about the Yoa Gabi Chakika, but Tosis is asking, presumably it should be the same halacha. Tosis answers. Tosis says that this kind of srita is not a ksiva gemura, it's some kind of deficient ksiva, and that's why it's not a ksava gabi ksava. That's why for the chasima seidim it's going to be sufficient. Why is it not a ksiva gemura? So we said either they're only roshim miktas ha'os like the Ran, or maybe it's a lighter type of rishima like the Rashba and the Tosa Rash seem to say. If it's a lighter type of Rishim, a lighter type of Sarita, so then it's not a Ksav Choshev, it's not significant. So that's why the Ksav of the Edom is significant. It's not Ksav Agav Ksav. It's not Ksav Agav Ksav. The Gemara Daf Yutes passes Ksav Agav Ksav. That's Dior Agav Sikra, but this is not Ksav Agav Ksav, therefore it's going to be Kosher. Okay? This is what Tosfos says, but that's Rashi. But Tosfos doesn't like the Rashi. Tosfos says after he explains the Rashi, he says, "Avolosha mekarin lo mashma keper shakuntris." The Havalele Mem mesartin. Rashi says, "Mekarin is mesartin." So those says, "Well, if mekarin is mesartin, should I say mesartin? I'm mekarin." Like mekarin means to be korea, to rip, to cut through, not just to scratch out. So he says, "The loshen mekarin doesn't sound like Rashi. Rabbi Chananel Piresh shalokhin niyor cholok mekarin olav shema sa'edim me'ever le'ever." That we're ripping the, not the klaf, but a niyar. It's like a stencil, right? With they're ripping in the piece of paper exactly where the letters are supposed to go. The aide's name is Yaakov, so Yaakov and Shmuel. So they cut out. You know, you write the osios in large, and then you cut out the osios so that the edim are able to fill in the osios. The Ben Chananel is clearly assuming this is not ksav agav ksav. There's no shayla of ksav agav ksav over here. There is no ksav on the klaf. It's a different niyar, right? You're making a stencil, and then you're allowing the edim to sign on the klaf through the stencil. That's not ksav agav ksav. That's not ksav agav ksav. That's what we do. That's what we do, he says. That's the Rabbeinu Chanan. The Rishalmi Porich, says Tosfos, the Rishalmi Porich, Haloksav Rishonahu. Haloksav Rishonahu. What does that mean? Haloksav Rishonahu. The Lashon of the Rishalmi is Haloksav Rishonahu, and then the Teretz of the Rishalmi is no, Wemarchiv is Hakera. Haloksav Rishonahu, Wemarchiv is Hakera. What's the Kasha of the Rishalmi? So the Chor, according to Rashi, the Kasha of the Yishami is Pashit. What's the Kasha of the Yishami? Halok Sav Rishonahu. It's Ksav Agav Ksav, right? You're Mesartin on the Klaf, and now the Edom are coming, the Malam Esakroim Dio. They're signing on top of the Seret, the Srita. So that's Ksav Agav Ksav. That's the Kasha of the Yishami. Yishami is Pashit. Maram Shif points out that the Kasha of the Yishami is Pashit, according to Rashi. So he says, it seems like the reason why Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi is he's not so sure Rabbeinu Chananel's Pshat is right. The Kash of the Yerushalmi is little shver According to Rashi, Yerushalmi reads well. Rabbi Hananel has to work on the Yerushalmi. It's not a push at a kasha. Because what's the kasha? If you're making a stencil, so what's the kasha of the Yerushalmi? Baloksav Rishonahu. Baloksav Rishonahu? But the ksav of the Edom is ksav Rishon? The ksav of the Edom is on top of ksav Rishon? I mean, you could say the ksav of the Edom Taka is ksav Rishon. It's the first ksav. There is no other ksav. What's the kasha of the Yerushalmi? It sounds like the Edom are not doing anything different. They're just doing the same as the Ksav Rishona. That's good according to Rashi. Rabbi Hananel is more Shrek. Right? Rabbi Hananel is Shrek. So that's what the Mordechai says. The Mordechai learned Pshat Yerushalmi like Rashi. So he said the Pshat Yerushalmi is that if you made a Srita, so it's Ksav Rishona, who the Edom are not adding anything. It's just the same as the first Ksav. That's the Mordechai in Shin Mem Aleph. Makarim lehem niyarcholo, gaisina v'yushami, the perek abona, makarim lehem niyarcholo, guparach, v'lav ksav aga b'ksavhu. That's not quite what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says, v'alo ksav rishona hu, zok the Mordechai, what's meant does? What's the kash of the Yerushalmi? Isn't it ksav aga b'ksav? How can it work? Perish. Hakriya ha-b'ksav d'ochok yirechos hu. Right, he's chok yirechos. What does that mean? Scratching out the osios, writing the osios b'derech hakika, that's chok yirechos. He's not chok outside. He's chok the yerech of the os. He's mamish chok the os. So he's chok the os. V'kori le'lekama, v'hu kori ksav le'kamon b'pirkin. So hakika is considered a ksav le'kamon b'pirkin. That means in perik beis, hakika is called a ksav. Right, the Mordechai is in actually Perek Beis. It's not by us, it's in Perek Beis. So he says, Fakti Yerushalmi, it's doch ksav agab ksav. So that understanding of the Kashi of the Yerushalmi, that's the Firashi. Right? I think the Mordechai is explaining the Firashi. Piresh Rabbeinu Yaakov, the Orlines, Rabbeinu Yoel Halevi, the Mevi and Yarmei Alma, Makaran Oso Ad Me'ever, Umeisim Oso Alaged, Vehoedim Nosim Besoch HaKroim Dio. What's the answer to the Kashi? What's the answer to the kasha? The quotes we've shown him who say that the answer to the kasha is that you're not misarik, you're not being chokek, but rather you're making a stencil. And he's not just giving an answer to the kasha. That's the Yerushalmi's kasha. It seems like he's interpreting that's the Yerushalmi's teretz. Right? The Yerushalmi asks Baloksav Rishona who zokta Mordechai. What's that kasha? Isn't it ksav agav ksav? Right? If the pshat of Makar Lehem Yerucholog is like Rashi Masar, then so then this is ksav agav ksav, because you had a chakika, now you're writing on top of the chakika. Doch ksav agav ksav. So what does Yerushalmi answer? No, we're talking about b'shehircha v'sakerem. Is that modifying the pshat? You're keeping the basic pshat, but you're just modifying it? Dr. Mordechai, no. These Rishonim say that the teretz of the Yerushalmi is that you got to change the pshat. Makar Lehem Yerucholog doesn't mean chokikin. It means Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat. That you're making a stencil. The kasha of the Yerushalmi is if you interpret Makarin to be Mesartin like Rashi, it's doch ksav agav ksav. The teretz of the Yerushalmi is no, you're marchiv esakera. You're not being chokek, you're actually ripping a piece of paper and being marchiv beyond where you want the Edom to sign, and the Edom sign in the middle. That's not ksav agav ksav, so that's going to be kosher. That's the shak v'tar of the Yerushalmi lefi the Mordechai. The Meiri also, you know, seems to learn the Yerushalmi like this, maybe. But he has a different pshat in the Teretz. A different pshat in the Teretz. You see, l'chor according to Rashi, you really need a different pshat in the Teretz. I mean, you could learn the Yerushalmi the way that the Mordechai is learning, but then it turns out that the maskana of the Yerushalmi is that Rashi's parish is wrong. Right? If you learn the Yerushalmi that the kasha is a kasha against the Rashi, and Teretz is Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat is right, so what's Rashi going to say? Right? That's not how Rashi is going to learn the Teretz of Yerushalmi. So comes the Meiri and says like this. This is a hemshech of the Meiri that we saw last time. The Meiri last time quotes a shita that the reason why it's not ksav agav ksav is because ksiva agav chakika is not ksav agav ksav. The ksiva is a totally different type of expression. It's not the same as chakika. So therefore, that's not ksav agav ksav because it's a totally different thing. That's what he quoted before. So now he says, "V'yesh cholkin bezu lomar, v'lomar she'avze ksav agav ksavu." Maybe ksiva agav chakika is a ksav agav ksav. I said it's a ksav agav ksav. So how does it work? Be'emes, the cholkim who are shoel, that's the Yerushalmi's kashya. Right? If you say that ksiva gabi chakika is ksav, so then halok sav rishonu, then it's not a problem. The first credit is that it's not ksav gabi ksav, but the whole kashya was never kashya. Tosas kashya and Rashi is that it's not ksav gabi ksav. The Gemara later on, Yitzhak says, chasim esayidim can't be ksav gabi ksav. So we mentioned the Yiri's first credit is that the whole kashya never began, because ksiva gabi chakika is not ksav gabi ksav. But the Yesh Sholem say, no, maybe it is ksav gabi ksav. So that's the Yerushalmi's kasha, basically. Halok sav rishonu hu, isn't it ksav agav? Despite the fact that it's ksiv agav chakika, it's ksav agav ksav, it shouldn't work. So perishu be'inyan zeh, she mesartin tzir chasim osim shal edim tzir osios gasos, v'tzon alom b'sita gedola, u'rechova, had shal edim yachtam u'bidiyo b'soch osin akroim, al dera shakosin os ktana b'soch gedola b'ksiv adaka. Dr. Meiri, maybe the pshat is that they're scraping. Why? They're making a large os out of the chakika. And the edim are going to come and they're going to write with Dio in the middle of the chakika. So he says, that's not ksav agav ksav. Ksav agav ksav means if the edim are signing exactly on the surface of the ksiv on the bottom. But if they're only signing a part of it, if they're only filling in part of it, so it's a basic guideline. But what they're doing is different. It's not the same as the ksav tachton. The ksav elyon is different than the ksav tachton, even if it's subsumed in the ksav tachton. But if it's nicker, that it's not the same as the ksav tachton, that's not ksav agav ksav. So that would work, even the firashi. That would work, even the firashi. So this is not what Tosfos says. It's interesting, right? Tosfos says on Rashi, it's doch ksav agav ksav. And Tosfos answers, no, according to Rashi, the pshat might be that the srita is not ksav. How's the srita not ksav? It's deficient. It's miktsas ha'os, it's light, it's not miskayim. Right? This is what Tosfos was saying. That's not what the Yerushalmi says. Right? That's not what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi says that Yemarka the Zakera. So what does that mean? That's another answer, different than what Tosfos is saying. Now Tosfos didn't learn the Yerushalmi that way, but you could learn the Yerushalmi like that according to Rashi. Marchev Zakara means you got a good chakika. It's not miktas ha'os, and it's not light, it's heavy. But it's very wide. So it's very wide. And when the Edom come, right, when the Edom come and they sign their signatures in the middle of the chakika, that's not ksav agav ksav, because they're doing something really different than the ksav tachta. So they're doing something different than the ksav tachta, then that's going to be okay. So up to Meiri, Hushava b'talmud amara, that's what they say in Yerushalmi. Nekarim lehem b'chulei v'lav tzav yodam shavishonim hu. Elamarchiv lehem esakera. Dr. Meiri, that's pshat in Yerushalmi. Lefi Rashi, the Meiri is gone, right? That's not Rabbeinu Chananel, that's Rashi. Yerushalmi is asking, halo ksav rishonahu? No, it's not ksav rishonim, because the marchiv lehem esakera, you're making a wide srita. If you make a wide srita, then the ksiva on top is really a different type of ksiva. It's not ksav rishonim, and therefore it's going to work. Okay, this is all bedas Rashi. Now, according to Rashi, the Makar means Misaritim. What's Yerushalmi asking? Kosha the Kasha, Ksav Agav Ksav, how does it work? Teretz of Yerushalmi is Marchev Ezekar. Either that means that you have to relearn what Makar means, it doesn't mean Misaritim, it means that you make a stencil. Or, Meiri says that no, maybe Makar still means Misaritim, but it means Misaritim Berochav. You make a wide scratch out, right? So if you make a wide Chakika, so then the Ksav on top, the Ksav Agav, it's not going to be a Ksav Agav Ksav. This is Yerushalmi Lefi Rashi. But what does Tosfos say? Now that we have the background, let's pedal back to Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Birushalmi parach halok sav rishonahu." So Tosfos is bothered. Maram Shiv says Tosfos is bothered that Rabbeinu Chananel has a pshat in the Karen Lehem Yerchalad that you're making a stencil. So what's the kash of the Yerushalmi? What's the kash of the Yerushalmi? So Perish. Now Tosfos is going to give pshat in Yerushalmi. Perish ve'ena get Yerchal leiskayim bechos. Different kash. Rabbeinu Chananel learns that Mekar Lehem Yerchalad means you're making a stencil. Making a stencil, there's no Ksav Agav Ksav Bechal. So what's fair? It's valid. Everything's great. What's Yerushalmi asking? Chams Tosfos says Yerushalmi's asking a different kasha. Yerushalmi's kasha is if you make a stencil and the Edom are simply following the stencil, so you really don't have the signatures of the Edom. There's nothing unique to the Edom. They're just following what you were misaming, what you pointed out to them. So you won't be able to be Mekayim Chasimus over here. There's nothing unique to this Chasimah. It's the stencil, right? It's the standard. It's not unique to the Edom. So if it's not unique to the Edom, there can't be any Kiyum Chasimus. So how can that get work? How can that get work? You can't be Mekayim Chasimus. There's no potential for Kiyum Chasimus. So the get should be possible.
We shouldn't do it.
Like that. That's the kasha of the Yerushalmi. You're making a stencil. There's no kasha from Ksav Agav Ksav. Rabbi Hananel was sensitive to the Ksav Agav Ksav problem. That's why he explained Makarim Lohem Yerachal doesn't mean Srita. It means a stencil. There's no Ksav Agav Ksav issue over here. But the Yerushalmi is, but there's another issue. He jumped from the frying pan into the fire. Maybe there's no Ksav Agav Ksav problem over here, but the reality is you can't have Kir Machasimus. If you can't have Kir Machasimus, how does the whole thing work? So what's the Yerushalmi's answer? Yerushalmi answers that it's a big stencil. It's not like a tight fit. Right? It's not a small stencil. You're marchiv as akera. Just like the Meiri learned, you're marchiv as asrita. Rabbi Hananel will say you're marchiv as akera. You made it a big stencil. The Edom are only filling in part of the stencil. Well, if it's only part of the stencil, then it's their unique handwriting because everyone fills in a certain amount. You don't fill in exactly, right? So now it's you will be able to be mekayim lechasimus. To be able to be mekayim lechasimus, then it's going to be kosher. Okay, this is how Tosis learned. But Tosis' whole problem is because he was assuming not like Rashi, so he's bothered with the kasha of Yerushalmi. How does Yerushalmi make any sense? So you have to give this new pshat that it can't be mekayim lechasimus, and that's the problem over here. So he explains the teretz of the Yerushalmi is that yimarchav zakera, yimarchav the stencil. Machav the stencil, then you will be able to make the chasimus because there is some kind of signature that's unique today. Yes.
If you're dealing with Edim Sheino the Lichdol, then how is anyone going to be makir a chasimus that they do?
No, because the answer is if they sign more than once. I mean, if they only sign once, there's no hakara sa chasimus b'chla.
But if Edim Yonah Lichdol, why are we assuming that they've signed before?
There is the potential that they can sign more than once. I mean, they're hanging around the Besdin, right? They're hanging around the Besdin. Saying it's such a strange case that they should be signing the club, right? It's a Shasat Chak anyway, and normally they shouldn't be signing. If they shouldn't be signing, so then what's the key? Why is that any different than any other group of Edom? If Edom only sign once, so there's no potential for Kiyam, right? Because they're never going to have another Shtar. No, the point is, let's say you see that Yaakov ben Shmuel is signed over here, and you know that this guy, right, this person Yaakov ben Shmuel, how do you do Kiyam? So either you have another shtar. What's the other way to do Kiyam? If someone recognizes their handwriting, I'm sorry?
If someone's makir
the handwriting. You're saying, these people are not writing too much anyway. They're certainly not signing their names. So how are they going to... How can we be Mekayim Lechasimus if they're not really signing? I guess the answer is that it could be that they'll sign more than once. There were a few shtaris in Besdin. There. And they'll sign more than once, so we'll be able to compare. Will?
Could it be that they're not usually involved in these type of things, to be an aid on a shtar or something, so they may have written other things down before, like checks or something, whatever.
But they don't know how to sign their name.
Right.
But we just want to know the signatures, right? We want to know how they write Yaakov and Shmuel.
When we do someone being makir their signature, is it only by looking at other places where they wrote their name, or is it also just by looking at other writings of theirs?
It's probably the names, the chasimos. We say makir hachasimah is the lashon. Yosef.
So even if they do sign on the things this way, are we assuming that in order, like, to be able to do kiyam, they would theoretically have to be using the same stencil and fill out the same amount every single time they write it? What we're assuming?
Not really. What we're assuming is that if you have the same basic stencil, but you're marchiv es akera, so then they follow the basic area. They know what a dalid looks like. You know, like you can have a stencil that looks like this. Whatever. You can have a stencil that looks like this. You know. So this one's bigger than the other one. But if you're always filling in, you know, the 8 C's, okay, I'll fill in over here. So he's fill in the same way, whether it's bigger or smaller or this, and that doesn't matter. He's going to fill it in the same way. It's an interesting idea. I mean, is he going to... The filling in is really so different from one 8 to the next? I guess that's what we're assuming. All right, so he'll fill in the stencil in the same way, and that'll lead to Kiyam, right? You'll be able to be Makad HaChasimah. Right.
Couldn't you be Mekayim the Shomer
Would they make a second copy?
The copy machine in Bezdin, what do you mean?
I think they have shovers.
The shover is not the shtar, the shover is the receipt.
Yeah, but wouldn't it have the chasim on it too?
Okay. It's not like we're always going to have a shover. Right? It happens to be that we write a shover, but it doesn't always have to be like that. Right? That's not... Whatever. We're talking about a situation that you're going to be makar the chasim. I hear, practically speaking, I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work out, but that's the terrace. Yes?
The first shtar that you're makayim from someone, when they don't have any other shtars to cross-reference with, and nobody recognizes their signatures, they're coming in and saying, this is my signature, right?
Right?
So we're establishing
right.
it from there.
Right. Exactly. But that's not called a kiyum. That's mamish in edus. I mean, I guess it's a kiyum because the edim are testifying about their own signatures. Right. The edim are testifying about their own signatures. It's hard to believe that there's going to be a case like this. We're talking about edim who don't know how to write normally. So they're not really writing unless you give them a stencil. Okay, last one. Zach?
Also, it doesn't have to be from before. It could be from later on in life. Like, they come back, like, now they know how to sign their name, kind of. So maybe you could use a signature from later on after they use these stencils.
Hmm. That's an interesting option.
Right.
Louder?
I said if they learned how to write, they don't learn how to write.
They
same way
learn
they
how
did,
to write based
you know.
On a stencil.
No, but now they're gonna write the same way. They're gonna be writing. I mean, I wrote it in a straight. You know, they're not gonna write a squiggly line. They'll follow the stencil. They'll write a normal line, right? They figured out how to write a dalet. So now they know how to write a dalet. But, you know, they press down on the paper a certain way, and, you know, every person writes in a different way. It's actually not such a bad teretz. Once they know how to write the letters, they're so excited that they know how to write their name, so maybe, you know, they'll write more, and we'll be able to be mekayem lechasim based on that. Okay. The question is, what does Tosis Pshat really mean? Tosis is bothered. Rabbi Nochanan learns that the Karan Lehem Yerachalak means to make a stencil. He says, so what's the Yerushalmi's Kashi? Halok Savishonu, what's the Yerushalmi's Kashi? Tosis interprets it means that you're not going to be able to be Mekayim Mechasimis. And therefore what? And therefore the get is going to be puzzle, presumably, right? The get is going to be puzzle. We're not going to be Mashi that get. What's the problem? Are you debating that these Edim didn't sign the shtar? They signed the get. So you can't be Mekayim Mechasimis. Okay, Shkoich, right? Is that such a problem? That you can't be Mekayim Mechasimis? Does that make the get possible? The fact that you don't have the potential for Kiyam, does that make the get possible? It's still a Chasimis HaEdim. Didn't they sign the shtar? Right? Can we debate that? Did they sign the get? They signed the get. So what's the problem over here? What's the Yerushalmi's Kasha? Okay, we can't interpret the Yerushalmi to be asking, isn't it Ksav Agav Ksav? Rabbi Nachanan would say it's not Ksav Agav Ksav. Okay, Shkoich. But what's the Kasha? Halo Ksav Yishonahu, and therefore you can make Mekayim Chasimis. And therefore what? The Chasimis Apostle? Why? It's a Chasima. It's perfectly good. The Edim sign. You help them along, but the Edim sign. What could be the problem? I certainly would like to have the potential for Kiyum, but okay, so I don't have the potential for Kiyum. Azma. That's gonna change everything? That's gonna make the Chasim Apostle? What does Tosis mean? Maybe the answer is this. We know Midrabon and Chazal are concerned about the potential for Kiyum. They're concerned about this. How do we know that Chazal are concerned about Kiyum? What's the raya that we have that Chazal are concerned about Kiyum? And they're going to make takonis based on a concern of Kiyum. And maybe there won't be Kiyum. What's the raya? You see, Rava holds you have to say B'fanei D'fanei Neftam. And Chazal are masakein that if you don't say B'fanei when you're supposed to, it's Och and Vey. Right? You have to say B'fanei D'fanei Neftam. Okay, the flat's a mamzer, the flat's not a mamzer, she can't get married, there are all gradations, the machlok is tanoim. But it's certainly bad for her, right? Chazal ha-mesakin, that you have to give the get in such a way that we're not going to have a problem to have the chasimus in the future. To have to look for the kiyum of the chasimus. That there shouldn't be any kind of issue in the future. You see that Chazal are concerned to be mesakin, that the chasimus should be done in such a way that we should give the get in such a way that there won't be a problem of kiyum. Maybe we could say that that's the idea over here. This is a strange case. This is a case where we have Edom that don't know how to sign. So Chazal are trying to be Mesakin. What do we do here? So the Kasha of Yerushalmi is, Why would Chazal be masakin at makar lehem yorchala? That we make a stencil for them, but they're going to create a scenario where there's a chasima that can't lead to kiyum. There's no potential for kiyum. And even if minat Torah, that chasim is a chasim ksheira because it's the signature of the Edim, but midrabbanan Chazal would never be masakin such a thing. We would try to do it in such a way that it could lead to kiyum. It could lead to kiyum. Why should we do it in such a way that it's not going to lead to kiyum? Right? That's the whole idea that we see from Bifanai, that Chazal and masakin to prepare again and to do again in such a way that you won't have a problem with kiyum. So if you don't have a potential for kiyum in the future, that's terrible. I mean, of course, if we can obviate the whole need for kiyum, that's even better. But to not have the potential for kiyum in the future, that's taka terrible. Tzok Yerushalmi, v'marchev v'sakera. V'marchev v'sakera, we do it in such a way that you'll be able to be mekayim the chasimus in the future. Because the chachamim always would want to be masakin to have the get prepared, to have the get written and signed in such a way that you're not going to have a problem of kiyum, that either there won't be any need for kiyum later, or if there is a need for kiyum, you'll be able to be mekayim lechasimus later. Yes?
Wouldn't the shliach be able to say b'fanai from watching them do this, and then no one else can come anymore?
No, but this obviously is talking about a situation that they bring a get in Eretz Yisrael where there's no b'fanai, right? So we're going to need kiyum later.
The
Emes is even if the Baal's Ma'ara, we're going to need kiyum also. If you bring from Medina Siyam and the Baal's Ma'ara, you are going to need kiyum. Right? So either way, either in a case where Bifanai is not said, or even if Bifanai is said, there are circumstances where you will need kiyum in the future. So why should we do it in such a way? We're going to have the Eidim sign in such a way that you can't have kiyum in the future. Chazal going to be masakin such a takana. It's so strange. It runs against everything we've been talking about till now. Talk to Yerushalmi, no, you're Machav Sakara. As long as you're Machav Sakara, then there's a potential for kiyum, and everything is going to be fine. Okay. This is Rabbeinu Chananel. What emerges from the sugya, the Gemara Daf Yotes, Taisus, and Rashi, is a fundamental yisam. Right? What emerges from this whole sugya is that ksav al gabi ksav doesn't work by the chasimus. We have to talk about what ksav al gabi ksav is, right? But the Gemara in Daf Yotes clearly says that dior al gabi sikra does not work for the chasimus. That's for sure, because it's ksav al gabi ksav. Mekarim lehem niyarcholok, siba gabi chakika. We can talk. Is it a real ksav? Is that a real ksav? What's the chakika, etc. But ksav al gabi ksav, we know would not work. It's just the only reason why mekarim lehem niyarcholok according to Rashi works is because he assumes it's not ksav al gabi ksav. But ksav al gabi ksav for the chasimas edim, the clear assumption of the whole sugya seems to be that would not work for the chasimas edim. That's the Gemara Dav Yotes. The Chimim Neisha Anu Medam in Nase Maisa. The Gemara, right? Rabbi Yochanan Paskins that the al gabi sikra doesn't work for the chasimas edim because it's ksav al gabi ksav. How do we understand that? After all the dust settles and we figure out what is ksav al gabi ksav, what's not ksav al gabi ksav, why is mekar lehem niyarcholok better, but why should it even be a problem with dior al gabi sikra? Why should dior al gabi sikra be a problem for the chasimas edim? The edim are signing in black ink. They're not signing red. There's red ink on the paper. They put black ink on top of the red ink. It's nicker from the chasima that the Baal told them to sign. Right? I mean, that's their ink. The black ink. It's not dior al gabi dior. It's not sikra al gabi sikra. It's dior al gabi sikra. So it certainly is nicker from the chasimos that they did something. Right? The Edom did sign on the shtar. Right? It's presumably there is a dasa meschayev that they should sign. There is a tzivya ba'al that they should sign. So that's an edus. Right? Isn't that an edus? The Edom are signing onto the get. Okay, al pi din, maybe it doesn't have a din of ksiva. But so what? Why do I need a din of ksiva for the chasima? Why do I need a din of ksiva for the chasima? It's nikkur mitoch the chasima. You're talking about dior al gabi sikra. It's nikkur from the chasima that the Baal told them to sign. That someone told them to sign. That they did something over here. Right? It's not just a sikra. There's a dior al gabi sikra. The dior is not the ksav that was there before. It was red. Now it's black. So it's clear that the Edom signed. So it's nikkur mitoch ha-chasima that they are testifying. Yeah, what are the Edom testifying about? Right, what are the Edom? What are the Edom chasima testifying about? Primarily the Tana. What are they testifying about? Dasam Eschayev. So as long as we see that Edus, so it should work. I don't need a din ksiva in the chasima. I should need a din ksiva in the chasima to make the chasima work. As long as there is a dasa meschayev, and they're testifying about that. They're testifying that the Baal told them to sign. So that should be enough to be called an eda. So why is there a need for a din ksiva? Why is tzalagavik sartos? So this really is a kasha that the Beis Shmuel is. The Shmuel asks it from the tour, but it's really a kasha on the whole sugya. It's a kasha on the whole sugya. What does the Beis Shmuel say? This is the extra maramachim that I gave you. If you have it, please look on with me. He says, "Mashakosva tur b'shemu haramah Rabbeinu Meir Halevi im roshim b'maya da avra afila b'diavet posel." And the tour quotes from the Ramah that if the Rishima, it's not a srita. The roshim b'maya da avra, that means lead water. The Gemara later on, a lot of Talmidim were fiddling with this because in Bekiyas you saw the Gemara in the second parak. The Gemara later on says that kosvo ba'avar. If you wrote the get ba'avar, it's kosher. In one place it says kosher, in another place it says posel. So it's a stira. So the Gemara says ha ba'avra ha ba'maya da'avar. That one is talking about that you did something. Well, actually, the case over there is the edim shein yodim lachtam, right? The edim don't know how to sign. So Shmuel says, why don't you write for them ba'avar, and then they'll sign on top of that. So the Gemara asks, but the Braisa says that if kosel ba'avar, it's kosher. So that must be a ksav. So if it's a ksav, how can you put the avar down, and then the eidim are going to sign on top of it? It's not ksav, agav, ksav. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So to that, the Gemara answers, no, haba avar, haba maya da avar. What does that mean? So I think it means, if you look at the Rashi, I think what it means is if you are roshem ba'avar, that's not a ksav. If you're roshem b'maya da'avar, that is a ksav. If you're roshem with avar, which is lead, if you're roshem with the lead, it's not a ksav. If you're roshem with lead water, that is a ksav. Now, what does that mean? Everyone says, lead? What's the problem? It's like a pencil. Like, no, we're not talking about the lead we have. Lead is a piece of metal, right? If you're roshem a little bit with the metal, with the avar, that's not a ksav. That's like srita, right? That's not a ksav. So then the eidim can sign on top of that. But if you put lead pieces into water, so that's going to color the water. It's going to be a little bit of a blackish type of water. So the Gemara says, kosher b'diavad, that's a kosher eksiva. So it's a kosher eksiva, then Adam can't sign on top of that because that's going to be a ksav agav eksav. So comes the Beis Shmuel and he asks the following kasha. The Torah quotes from the Ramah that if they're roshim b'maya da'av rafilu b'diavad pasul, which is like the Gemara, that's how he interprets the Gemara. L'chora kosher, the haladas ator tzarech l'msil l'fnei Adam esira. Shmuel throws a monkey wrench into the kasha. That's what makes the kasha. Since the tour paskins like Rabbi Elazar that Eidim Mesira Karsi, you absolutely need Eidim Mesira to make the get, as we discussed the Great Len. Vimlohaya Eidim Mesira Haget Botel. Without Eidim Mesira, the get is null and void. It's gunish megunish. He says in Kain Al Karchach Ari Kanshahaya Eidim Mesira. So there must have been Eidim Mesira here, because if not, the whole get would be puzzle. So kasha lama b'diavad pasul, lama gara miget she'ein eide chasim klal olav. Shrekter Beis Shmuel, the tour paskins that eide mesira karsi, so there must be eide mesira over here. So why is it a problem if you're roshem b'maya the avra and then the eidim son on top of it? It's no different than if you wouldn't have had eidim at all. If you didn't have eidim at all, but you have eide mesira can be karsi by themselves. So here, you have Eidei Chasim, and then somehow there's Ksav Agav Eksav. So what? Just Dalme Hochi Eidei Chasim. Who cares? We don't need the Eidei Chasim over here. Everything should be fine. That's the Beis Shmuel's kasha. So the Beis Shmuel asks the kasha because he says, if Eidei Mesir Kasi, which is what the tour holds, then there's a kasha. What's he implying? If you go like Rabbi Meir, and there's no kasha in Bechlal, then we understand. What does that mean? If you go like Rabbi Meir, then Eidei Chasim Akarsi, if you go like Rabbi Meir, that Eidei Chasim Akarsi, so why is Ksav Agav Ksav Posel for the Chasim HaSeidim? Why? Because Rabbi Meir holds what? That V'Kosav L'Sefer Krizus means what? V'Kosav means V'Chosam. So V'Kosav means V'Chosam, then of course the Chasim needs a Din Ksiva. It's a Xeris HaKosav that the Chasim needs a Din Ksiva. But if Eidei Mesir Akarsi, Rabbi Elazar holds what? That V'Kosav is going on the Ksiva. So the Ksiva's again needs a Din Ksiva. Okay? Ksivas Haget needs a din ksiva, but why should the Chasim HaSeidim require a din ksiva? There's nothing in the pasuk that would seem to imply that the Chasim HaSeidim should require a ksiva. That's the Beis Shmuel's kasha. With a little bit deeper, right? That's really the Beis Shmuel's kasha. He's saying, since the Torah paskins Eidim Mesir Karsi, it's docha kasha. It sounds like if you were to paskin Eidim Chasim HaKarsi, everything is fine. That means, because if you hold Eidim Chasim HaKarsi, So then Bekosov is going on the Chosov, so then the Chasima needs a Dinksiva. The Chasima needs a Dinksiva. But if you hold Edim and Sirikas, he's Doch Shver. The Ksiva needs a Dinksiva, but why should the Chasima so Edim acquire a Dinksiva? That's the Beishmul's Kash. So what is the answer? Beishmul says, Efshe Dugorat Tfei Mishim the Gazvina Chasima Otu Ksiva Kmosh Kosov the Tosis Reish Gidin. Atkan Dvarz. Zok the Beishmul, maybe it's a problem. Even if you hold Edim and Sirikasi, it's a problem. It's worse. It's worse if you have a Ksav Agab Ksav as opposed to if you have no Chasima at all. It's worse. Why is it worse? Because Gazrinan Chasima Otu Ksiva. Kloshakosu Betosus Reish Gittin. Which Tosus Reish Gittin is he referring to? Mizuv Nidochon. Tosus on Dav Dalet. Tosus on Dav Dalet Amar Aleph. His father, the Gemara, is talking about who's the Tana who holds that Chasima has to be Lishma? At one point, right, one of the Terus in the Gemara is Rabbi Elazar is the Tana. I, Rabbi Elazar, says Edim Mesir Karsi. No, Modi Rabbi Elazar, the Mizuv Midocho Shu Pasal. Even if you have Edim Mesir, but if you're Edim Chasima deficient, Rabbi Elazar says that's going to be a problem. What does that mean that the Edim Chasima deficient? It's a Pashup Shah. Simple. Is what? If it's a Karva Apostle, exactly. If it's a Karva Apostle, so then it's going to be a problem. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. Really. The Gemara is talking about Chasima Shalol Lishma. Chasima Shalol Lishma. So Frek Tosfos, what's the problem with the Chasima Shalol Lishma? Right? What's the problem with the Chasima Shalol Lishma? But we're afraid that you're going to rely on the Eidah Chasima L'Raya? It's a perfectly good Eidus. Okay, it's possible for the get. Because it's Shalol Lishma. But it's a perfectly good Raya, so what could be the problem with Chasima Shalol Lishma? So Zaptosvus, you're right. It's not a regular Mizuyah Bitochum. The regular Mizuyah Bitochum is that we're afraid that you'll rely on the Eidah Chasima, the Raya. But here, even if you rely on the Raya, it'll be kosher. Glad kosher. Because there's a full Eidus over here. It's just the Eidus is Shalol Lishma. So on a get, such a Chasima is possible. Right? A get has to be Lishma. But the Raya Shabo is totally fine. Oh, but Gazrina and Chasima to Ksiva. If we allow you to have a Chasima Shalol Lishma, you might think that the Ksiva can be Shalol Lishma, and that's Achinvei, because the Ksiva has to be Lishma. The Ksiva has to be Lishma. It's a Tosus, but Gazrina Chasima to Ksiva. Zogtu Beishmol, it's the Zelba Zachir. In a Chanami, Rabbi Elazar would say, Vekosav is going on the Ksiva, not the Chasima. The Chasima doesn't need a Din Ksiva. Me'ikir Adin. The Chasima doesn't need a Din Ksiva, Zogtu Beishmol. But there's a gzeira of ksiva atu chasima atu ksiva, right? That if we allow you to have the chasima ksav al gab ksav, I'm not sure if I said that right. Right? The chasima doesn't have to be ksav al gab ksav, says the Beishmul. Not to my lishmaya, right? Right? The chasima doesn't have to be ksav. Doesn't have to have a din ksiva. Doesn't have to have a din ksiva. That means it couldn't be ksav al gab ksav. Did I mention ksav al gab ksav? You don't need a din ksiva. Ksav agav ksav would be fine for the chasima. But we're gazerina on chasima to ksiva. Just like what goes a chasima to ksiva by shalol lishma, what goes a chasima to ksiva by ksav agav ksav, because the ksiva does have to have a din ksiva, and ksav agav ksav would be possible for the ksiva. So it's a gzera. It's just a gzera after the shema. It's just a gzera. Yes?
The Gemara in Chof HaMadal talks about you're ready to get shalol lishma, then you wait on top of it lishma, and seemingly the maskana of the Gemara is that it's fine.
Okay, that's because that's not
no.
If you look at the Rishonim there. The reason why that works is because the Ksiva Lishma is viewed as a Tosefes to the Ksav Tachton. So if the Ksav Elyon is Mosif on the Ksav Tachton, it's not Ksav Agav Ksav. It's like Ksav Rishon because it's a totally different quality. I think that's the Pshat in the Gemara. Yes, Yamin.
Did you quote earlier that the Ksiva is the Klav Ksiva Zagat?
What do you mean the chasim is b'chal ksiva sagan?
That writing, that
signing of the guy is part of the ksiva sagan. Saying if you use it for raya, then it has a din of ksiva, it's part of the kosa. Okay, you're right. According to the Rashba, if you really held like that, midrabbanan at least, right? If you held like that, so then the chasima would need a din ksiva. I hear. Yeah, it's an interesting possibility. It's not what the Beishmul says, because he's not going with the Rashba. But I hear what you're saying. That's the teretz of the Beishmul. That really you don't need ksav agab ksav l'gabi l'chasima. It's just there's a gzera of chasima to ksiva. Now, truth be told, there are other achronim. I think the Tiferes Yaakov says, this is our second Tiferes Yaakov. We saw one inside, now we do one outside. The Tiferes Yaakov says, maybe this is a raya to a certain shita that we've seen. That even if Eidim is Sira Karsi, maybe Eidim Chasima still has a relevance. Which shita am I referring to?
The Rif,
right? Tiferes Yaakov says, maybe there's a raya to the Rif. That Af Eidim is Sira Karsi. Rabbi Elazar holds, not only is Eidim is Sira Karsi, but even Eidim Chasima Karsi. Right? Dabdalin, remember Dabdalin? What does that mean? Rabbi Elazar holds either or. The Kosov could be Ksiva, it could be Chasima. If you have Eide Chasima, maybe the Kosov is going on the Eide Chasima. Maybe we're talking about a case where you don't have Eide Mesira. The Beis Shmuel says, it must be that there are Eide Mesira over here. Why is there Eide Mesira over here, necessarily? Maybe the Eide Chasima can serve as Eide Mesira. Remember the Rif with the Rada? Maybe. So maybe you have Eide Chasima. Rabbi Elazar will say, if you have Eide Chasima, then the Chasima... The Kosov is going on the Chasima, and maybe then you take a Nida Din Ksiva in the Chasima itself. These are the approaches of two Achronim to answer this kasha. But what clearly emerges from these two Achronim is that there's nothing really wrong with the Chasima if it's Ksava Gabi Ksav. The problem with the Chasima being Ksava Gabi Ksav is a Din in Gittin. It's a halach in Gittin. There's a pasuk that says v'kosav. You have to just figure out what's v'kosav going on. V'kosav implies that something in a get requires a din ksiva. So either that's the ksiva, or it's the chasima. Yamin would say that maybe it's both lefi the Rashba, but it's all a halach in Gittin. According to this, it's all a halach in Gittin. The fact that you would need a din ksav in the get, that's a halach in Gittin because it says v'kosav. So you just have to figure out, is that going on the chasima or not going on the chasima? But it's not like there's anything deficient in the Eidus itself. Mitzad dine Eidus, there's no chisaron of ksava gabi ksav. It's a halach in get. It's a gzeres hakosa that the get requires some kind of din ksiva. Comes the Torah's Gittin and he says, I don't understand the Beis Shmuel's kasha b'chal. I understand the whole thing from the beginning to end. This is the second Maran Mokum that I gave to you. The Torah's Gittin quotes this kasha. He says, I don't understand the kasha. The gama shehiksha latur, ha'ike the mesir, tomiali. I remember we talked yesterday about what type of kashin. Afal Gab is like, you know, it's an underlying question. But kashin is a kashin. Tame is a bomb kashin. Right? That's what the Torah is getting saying. What are you talking about? Tell me, Ali, I don't say the kashin b'chalal. Yavad, I have him as Zuyav Mitoch HaGomer. The Osi L'mismach Alayah, K'shatavo L'hinasi, B'loi the Mesirah, she is B'ushayne the Chasima. B'emes Lav Chasima U'klal, D'oksav Agab Eksavim. So if the Torah is getting, I think the answer is kashin. The Torah quotes from the Ramah, that if you have Edom signing on top of Maya the Avra, it's possible, because it's Ksav HaGav HaKsav. Frek the Beis Shmuel, what's the problem? If you have Edom Asira, what could be the problem? Is it any worse than if the Edom didn't sign at all? Is it any worse that if the Edom didn't sign at all? Sok the Torah's given, then you better believe it's worse. There's a Mezuyah Mitoch over here. There's no Mezuyah Mitoch if no one signs, because we're not afraid that you'll rely on them. But here we are afraid that you'll rely on them. Asma, let's say you taka rely on them, but it's a good Edos. It's a good Eidus. The Beis Shmuel didn't say that it's Mezuyah Mitoch because we're afraid you'll rely on them L'Raya. No, it's a Gzeir of Chasima Tuksiva. Right? Comes the Torah's Gittin and says, no, it's Mamish Mezuyah Mitoch in the classical sense that we're afraid that you'll rely on them L'Raya. Aye, but what could be the problem? It's a perfectly good Eidus. Okay, so there's a Din Get that there has to be some kind of Din Ksiva. What does that matter? So the Torah's Gittin, no. If it's Ksav Al Gabi Ksav, if it's ksav al gav ksav, it's ke'ilu lo chos m'klau. That's as if the Eidim didn't sign at all. But the problem is they did sign. If they didn't sign at all, you won't rely on it. But if there is a signature there, you will rely on it. And Zok Torah is getting, that chasima is an Eidus psula. It's not an Eidus. It can't be used l'raya. Because it's ke'ilu lo chos m'klau. That's the worst Eidus in the world. That's there, but it's not there. And if the Eidus appears on the shtar, but yet it's gornished, it's nothing, it's as if it's not there, then we're really afraid that you're going to rely on it, because it looks like a perfectly good Eidus. That the Torah's Gittin, that's the problem, it's Mezuyah Mitocho. The Torah's Gittin has a fundamentally different perspective over here. According to the Tiferes Yaakov and the Beis Shmuel, Eidus of Ksav Agav Ksav is an Eidus, it's a Chasima, it's a totally good Eidus. It's just letting get, it's not going to work, because you need the Ksiva because of a Kosav. Come to Torah's Gittin and says, no, it's not a din of a kosav. It's not Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Meir, a kosav, going on chasim. No, nothing to do with that. iksav agab iksav is not an edus. It's ke'ilu lochos muklal, he says. It's not an edus. The chisaron is not in adin ksiva in get. The chisaron is it's ke'ilu lochos muklal. It's lav edus klal. It's lav edus klal. And there's a big nafgamina between these two approaches. What's the nafgamina? What's the nafgamina? Not get. What's the nafgamina? Shar shtoris. What's the din of ksav al gav ksav by shar shtoris? If it's only a din in get because of a kasav, so by shar shtoris, forget about it. Ksav al gav ksav is fine. But if you learn like the Torah is getting, that ksav al gav ksav is ke'ilu lo chos muklal, it's like there's no chasima, so then even by shar shtoris, it's going to be possible. That's not called a chasima, but well. Even if you don't have a din ksiva there, it doesn't matter. It's ke'ilu lo chos muklal. It's ke'ilu lo chos muklal. That's the Torah's Gittin's Chiddush. The Ksav Agav Ksav is Ke'ilu Lochos Mekla. Now, Bemis, we know from our Gemara, the Ksav Agav Ksav is a psul even by Shar Shtaris. It is a psul by Shar Shtaris, right? Because this whole idea, Mekar Lehem Yor Cholag, Mekar Lehem Yor Cholag, that works by Gittin, right? But it doesn't work by Shar Shtaris. It doesn't work by Shar Shtaris. So somehow there would have been a problem of Shar. If you learn like Rashi, it's a Ksav Agav Ksav issue, right? This is a Ksav Agav Ksav issue. It wouldn't work by Shar Shtaris, right? It sounds like the Yo Agav Sikra certainly wouldn't work by Shar Shtaris. The question is, this special Kula of Ksiva, Gabi Chakika, would that work by Shtar? Are we going to be machmer by that too by Shtar Shtaris or not? But Dior Gabi Sikra, Dior Gabi Sikra would not work by Shtar Shtaris. Right? Dior Gabi Sikra would not work by Shtar Shtaris. Zom Yishum Iguna that we're going to be making over here, but Dior Gabi Sikra, or even Dior Gabi Chakika would not work by Shtar Shtaris. So the question is why? Why is Ksava Gabi Ksav not going to work by Shar Shtaris, Lefi Torah's Gittin? Why is that not going to work? What's the problem? What's the problem? If you don't need a din ksiva by Shar Shtaris, so what really should be the problem? And to make the question even stronger, we find in the Gemara Daf Lamed Vav that you really don't need to sign your name b'chlal. Right? The Gemara Daf Lamed Vav has cases over there. The different Amoraim used to put their simonim down. One would sign a fish, and the other one would sign a palm tree or something, right? Teitelbaum, whatever, yeah, right? They'd sign a palm tree. So, different simonim, that's a ksiva. What, the pictures? You draw a picture, doodling is a ksiva? Right? Doodling is a ksiva? Pasha pshat is it's not a ksiva. The Rambam I gave you, the Rambam Menuchas Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halachi Yud Zayin, Rambam happens to say that Tzor Tzura B'Shabbos is a told of Kosev, Yichayim Mishon Kosev. The Rambam holds that maybe that is a ksiva. Maybe drawing a picture is a ksiva. But Rovi showed him argue with the Rambam. That is the Rambam Shita, that Sartzur is a ksiva. But Rovi showed him hold Sartzur is not a ksiva. So if it's not a ksiva, so I don't understand. If ksava gab ksav is posel le'inyin shar shtaris, if ksava gab ksav is posel le'inyin shar shtaris, mistama is because you need some kind of a din ksiva, no? But if you need some kind of a din ksiva, so then how can pictures work for the chasima? So it was sort of caught between a rock and a hard place. Why should Ksav Agav Ksav be possible by Shar Shtaris? There's no Din Ksiva by Shar Shtaris, so why should it be possible? What are you going to tell me? Somehow there is a Din Ksiva by Shar Shtaris? But if there is a Din Ksiva by Shar Shtaris, so how can pictures work? How can pictures work? Pictures are not a Ksav, except according to the Rambam. So how can a picture work by Shar Shtaris? What's the Pshat over here? What's the Pshat? Why is Ksav Agav Ksav going to be possible by Shar Shtaris according to the Torah's Gittin? Okay, Will, you have a shot?
I have a shot, but didn't you say yesterday that not Korean by Shar Shtaris works, or since it's not the Chatila?
We said by Shtar Shichra it works. It could work with the other. Does it work by Shar Shtaris? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think by Shar Shichra it works. Yes, Rafi.
I was assuming since the Rambam said it's like a
school
of
Ksiva.
It's not
It's not the Av Melocha, but it's still a Melocha Daraisa, told as a Daraisa. It's a Melocha Daraisa of Kosev. It's real Kosev. It's just, it's not the way that they did it in the Mishkan. They didn't draw pictures on the Krushim in the Mishkan. right? They drew letters. So it's only a tolda, but it's still a deraisa. But Rav Yishonim hold no, no. Pictures are not kosev deraisa. So pictures are not kosev deraisa. So how do they work by shtaros? How do they work by shtaros? How can there be a chasima? Shalom aleichem. Could you hold? I just want to get to a point, okay? So the answer obviously is that the reason why Ksav Agav Ksav is posted by Shah Shtaris is not because you need a Din Ksiva by Shah Shtaris. It's not Shaykh. The Din Ksiva is only because of the Kosa. It doesn't say the Kosa by Shah Shtaris. Some say, well, it says the Kosov Basefer V'chosom. It doesn't say the Kosav, it says the Kosov. Some of the Achronim say that just means you have to, that the Shtar has to be written. You have to have something down. It doesn't mean a Din Ksiva. A Din Ksiva means the Kosa. The Kosa means you have to do a Ksiva. Doesn't say ksiva by Shah Shtaris. You don't need a Din ksiva by Shah Shtaris. No. And that's precisely why pictures work. If you sign your simon, right, everyone has their simon, right, a fish or this or the palm tree, you know people sign their checks. I've seen people sign their checks. What is that? Is that that's your name? Right? Everyone has their own chicken scroll, right? They have their own way of signing, their own pictures that they do. That's not a letter. Those aren't letters. They're just, a squiggly line. But you have your squiggly line. Someone has a different squiggly line. That's enough for Shah Shtaris, because you don't really need a Din Ksiva by Shah Shtaris. What do you need? What do you need? You need the Eidim to make some kind of a mark, some kind of a simon on the Shtar to demonstrate their Eidim, to demonstrate that the Baldova told them to sign. That's all you need. That's all you need. So as long as it's nicker, as long as it's nicker from what the Eidim are doing, that the Das HaMeschayev is here, and that's perfectly kosher by Shah Shtaris. Why is Ksav Agav Ksav posel? Ksav Agav Ksav is posel not because it doesn't have the Din Ksiva. It's because we don't look at the Ksav Elyon as being something unique to the Eidim. If the Eidim are just following the Ksav on the bottom, so then it's not their chasima. It's not something unique that they're adding to the Shtar. They're just following the bottom. They could be doing it in black and the bottom is in red, but it doesn't matter. It could be a different color, but they're just following the bottom. Following the bottom, that's not their unique imprint onto this shtar. If they don't have their own imprint onto the shtar, if what they do is just following the shtar, then that's not called a chasima bichlal. It's not that it's possible because it's missing in ksav. It's not a din ksiva. No, you don't need a din ksiva by Shah Shtaris. But you need it to be a chasima. You need it to be as if the Eidim signed onto the shtar. So just like if they didn't sign in the shtar, there is no chasima. There's no Eidus over here. So even if they sign onto the shtar, but if they sign on exactly on top of something else that was already on the shtar, so we just don't take their signature seriously. It's as if they never signed on the shtar. Because it's no different than what was on the bottom. It's as if their signature is really the ksav tachto, not the ksav elyon. If they're not adding anything with the Ksav Elyon, and apparently the Gemara is assuming red to black is not adding enough. Right? Because it's the same form, it's not Ksiva Gabi Chakeka, because it's the same form, red to black is not adding enough. So if they're not adding enough, it's as if the Ksav Tachton is here without the Ksav Elyon. It's as if their Ksav is not here Bechlal. The Chazanish has an interesting way of putting this. He has, throws something out to you in an interesting way. He says, what would be if the Eidim were to tell someone else to sign for them? The Eidim get a tzivah from the Baal to sign, and they say, you know what, we want someone else to sign our names. Someone, right, Reuven and Shimon are supposed to be the Eidim, and they get Levi and Yehuda to sign the name. Is that going to work? It's not going to work, because if Shimon and Reuven don't sign, then they're not Eidim. The Eidus means that the Eidim are signing their own names. If someone else signs their names, it's as if they're not there at all. It's as if they're not there at all. By the same token, if they're signing to Ksav Agav Ksav, it's as if they're not there at all. It's not that it's missing in a Din Ksiva. Who says you need a Din Ksiva by Shah Shtaris? Who says you need a Din Ksiva by Shah Shtaris? The Torah's Gittin would say the reason why Ksav Agav Ksav doesn't work is not because of a Din Ksiva, but because it's Ke'ilu Lo Chas Mekla. It's like they're not there. I don't see the Ksav Elyon by Ksav Agav Ksav. I see only the Ksav Tachton, because the Ksav Elyon isn't Mosif enough. It's not Mosif enough. It's not adding enough. Black on red, it's not adding enough. So because it's not adding enough, it's like there's no Chasima here. It's only the Ksav Tachton. If it's only the Ksav Tachton, that's not an Eidus Bechlal. That's not an Eidus Bechlal. That's not going to work. That's not an Eidus Bechal, and it's not going to work. So this is a new understanding of the Psul of Ksav Agav Ksav. Till now, we keep on pilpiling with this Din Ksav, what is considered a Din Ksav, what's not Shabbos, and we're comparing Shabbos to Gittin. It turns out it could be that the Psul of Ksav Agav Ksav by Gittin is different than Shabbos. It might be similar to Shabbos, but different. Meaning the halachos might be similar. Right? That's what the Gemara Yutes is saying. Right? Are we comparing to Gittin? Are we being mechalek between Gittin and Shabbos? Are we saying that no, by Shabbos it's not Ksav either? In Shabbos you need a Din Ksav. It could be in Gittin Ksav Agav Ksav would be possible, but not because you need a Din Ksav, but because the same reason why it's not a Ksav Lin in Shabbos, because you're not being Mosif enough. So to in Gittin, if you're not being Mosif enough, even if I don't need a Din Ksav, but I don't have a Chasima here because all I have is a Ksav Tachton, so the Eidim didn't really do anything. The Eidim have to do something to the Shtar. They have to add something to the Shtar for it to be an Eidus. So if it's Ksav Agav Ksav, then they're not adding anything in the Ksav Elyon. It turns out the only thing we have over here is the Ksav Tachton. If all you have is the Ksav Tachton, there is no Chasima. So there's no Chasima, there's no Eidus, so of course it's going to be possible. What's the big nafkamina to this shayla? Very, very important. So, if ksav agav ksav is possible by shar shtaros, not because you need a din ksiva, but because it's like there's no chasima at all. So then we have to ask ourselves, what happens if the Edom actually do add something to this shtar? They do something unique to the shtar. There's nothing there before. They're the only ones operating in the area that they're signing. There's nothing else before. There's no ksav tachna. But what they added to the shtar was done in such a way that al pi din, it doesn't have a din ksiva. We keep on talking about ksav agav ksav, right? It doesn't have a din ksiva in Shabbos, but has that relate to chasima? Right? But let me ask you in the opposite case, not a ksav agav ksav case. Let's say it's not ksav agav ksav. Whatever they did, whatever they wrote on the shtar, was not al gabe anything else. But it still doesn't have a din ksiva. What would be the halacha in that case? Right? So if the psul of ksav agav ksav baget is a function of a din ksiva, so if you're missing a din ksiva, forget about it. It's not going to work. Right? If they did this, if they signed like this in get, but if it's not a function of a din ksiva, if it's that the eidim have to add something to the shtar, they have to add something, do something unique to the shtar. So it could be even if what they did didn't have a din ksiva. But as long as they put an imprint on the shtar, then that is an eidus, and it will take a work, at least in shar shtaris. Right? In Gittin, if you need a din ksiva, so maybe it won't work. But in shar shtaris, then such a thing might take a work. It might work. Why do I mention this? It sounds like a kind of theoretical. This is not theoretical at all. This is a shaila that the Trumas Hadeshin, someone no less than the Trumas Hadeshin, discusses. With this, we're going to close, okay? We'll close with the Trumas Hadeshin. I want to learn with you part of the Trumas Hadeshin. We're not going to do the whole tshuva, obviously, but the part that relates to us. The Trumas Hadeshin, as we know, I've always commented in Shia, the Trumas Hadeshin is a Shaila to Trumas Rishonim, right? He was one of the later Rishonim. These Shailas never happened. Right? The Trumas Hadeshin made up the Shailas. He writes in the Hakdama that he's making up the Shailas because these are in Yonim he wants to talk about. Right? He wanted to give Shiur. Right? He wanted to be Mora Derech to the Talmidim. So he said, look, imagine that this is a shaila. Let's talk about the shaila. And he quotes all the Rishonim. He says, quote, this Rishonim will be this, quote, that, and I think the following. And his tshuvas are very fundamental. But the shailas are made up. So actually, they're the best shailas in the world because they're exactly the case that he wants to bring out his point. You know, sometimes the shailas, that doesn't work out so good. These are perfect shailas. Perfect shailas. And quite good tshuvas. He doesn't need a haskama from anyone. What's the shaila here? Ruvain ben Yaakov, bo lachton beget isha. Yeah, Reuven ben Yaakov, he's signing as an aide, and instead of writing the ayin of Yaakov, he wrote a shin. Viziru, shetah, they told him, oh, you made a mistake. They told him before he wrote the kuf, shel Yaakov, oz machak rosh ha-smolis shel ha-shin at shenaseh ha-ayin. V'gamach ha-simah, so Reuven ben Yaakov, aide. V'nasan also get le-isha le-gerishin, yesh lach-shir b'di-eved olam. What a shayla. Right? The aide wrote Yish. He was supposed to write Ya'a. He was supposed to write the Ayin of Yaakov, and he wrote a Shin instead of the Ayin, and then he erased the left head. Right? We know a Shin is made up of what?
three heads, something like that.
Right? So if you erase the left head, ow, it's like an item. Well, not the way I drew it, but if, yeah, if you're a sofa, right, that's the two right heads of the shin become an ayin. Close enough. So the question is that kashya? That's his name, Reuben ben Yaakov. So what's the problem? Everything is sawing. Well, the problem is, what did I just do? I didn't write the ayin, but rather I wrote a shin, and then I erased part of the shin to make an ayin. So I'm not really making the letter directly, I'm making the letter indirectly. What do we call that? Chaktochas. That's what we talked about yesterday. Chaktochas. I'm chak here, I'm not being chak the toch of the letter, I'm being chak the outside of the letter. The outside of the ayin. Right? The outside of the ayin. If you had, you know, all that black that we had yesterday, right? So if you're chak the outside of the ayin, and the ayin appears, that's chaktochas. In Sefer Torah, that's pos. Right? In tefillin, it's possible. I have a din ksiva, I can't write the chok tochas. So the question is, in get, can I write the chok tochas? In get, can I write the chok tochas? Can I, not write, but can I sign the chok tochas? Can the chasima sa'edim be the chok tochas? So what does the Truma Sadeshin say? Turn over to page 3. The idach me ravusa heishav li v'rotza lochiach adarab. Da parcha b'chal apsulim goza rabbi aloza chasima tuksiva. Rabbi aloza must be goza chasima tuksiva. Why? Because we say that ksav al gabi ksav a whole sugya, right? Ksav al gabi ksav is a problem. Ksav al gabi ksav is possible for the Eidim Shen Yodim Lachton Mekarim Lehem Yorcholak Malam Esukarim Yod, but Dior gabi sikur you can't do. Sounds like ksav al gabi ksav is a problem. What's the problem? What's the problem? I have Eidim Esir, what could be the problem? Oh, the problem is Gazrin and Chasima Atuksiva. Like the Beishmuel. Gazrin and Chasima, Duksiva. We're afraid that if you allow Ksava Gabi Ksav for the Chasima, you'll allow it for the Ksiva as well. So this colleague of the Truma Sadeshin wanted to say, well, if you're Goze Chasima, Duksiva, then we should be Goze Bachok Torches too. If we allow you to do a Chasima Bachok Torches, which is not good for the Ksiva, it's not a Din Ksiva, so then you might come to do that for the Ksiva too. The same Gzera should apply. So if Ksava Gabi Ksav is possible for Chasimas Eidim, Chok Torches should be possible for the Chasimas Eidim as well. That's what the Yesh Omrim in the Truma Sedeshin said. Comes the Truma Sedeshin and says, absolutely not. There's an obvious chiluk over here. Because Ksava Gabi Ksav is not possible because of a lack of ksiva. It's not just the gzeira of chasima to ksiva. Name! It's like the Torah's Gittin. I mean, the Truma Sedeshin doesn't quote the Torah's Gittin. Right? The Torah's Gittin came after the Truma Sedeshin. Right? But he's saying the same thing. What is he saying? He says, what are you talking about? Vinyard lokosha klal. The name of the ksav elyon ain't a ksav, etc. Im kain ein lecha mezuyuf mitocho gadol mizeh. Sharei umamish kmo ruven shechosim eshimon de'en kan edus klal. Zok the Truma Sedeshin, if we say that the ksav elyon is not a ksav, right? If we say that ksav agave ksav is not called a ksav, so what's the problem here? The problem here is not a din ksiva. The problem is ein lecha mezuyuf mitocho gadol mizeh. Because there is no edus here. It's like he wasn't chosein. We only have the ksav tachton here, not the ksav elyon. It's like there's ein lecha. Ein chasima kan klal, like the Truma Sedeshin, like the Torah's Gittin. There's no chasima b'chlal. That's the problem of ksav agav ksav. Not that it's not a din ksiva. No, that's a Shabbos dika halacha. That's not a shtar. That's not a chasima in shtar. No, it's that if ksav agav ksav is not a ksav, it turns out the ksav elyon is not here. It's gonished. The only thing that's here is the ksav tachton. If the only thing that's here is the ksav tachton, that's not a chasima, that's not an edus. An edus means that the edim are starting on the star. But if we don't recognize the ksav elyon, it turns out that the only thing here is the ksav tachton. So there is no edus here. So if there's no edus, the whole thing is possible. But chok toches is totally different, he says. V'lo dami klal l'chok toches. The hasam like a shikr be'edus klal. There's no shikr in the chok toches. It's a perfectly good edus. Ela de'ikala mitzvah mishum ksiva. What goes there? Chasima to ksiva, like Tosis, but only by Shalol Lishma. Only by Shalol Lishma, not by Dine Ksiva. We're not goes there by Dine Ksiva, Chasima to ksiva, says the Truma Sedeshin. That's not why Ksav Agav Ksav is possible for the Chasima. No, Ksav Agav Ksav is possible for the Chasima because that's not called the Chasima Bechlal. It's like the Edom didn't sign at all. But Chok Tochas, there's nothing below this. This is a unique imprint of the Edom on the get. You can read it. You can read it. You can identify the Edom through that quote-unquote ksav. So even if Al-Pidin Chaktochas doesn't have a din ksiva, it doesn't matter. Because the Chasimah Edom doesn't have to have a din ksiva. Doesn't have to have a din ksiva. Certainly not in Shai Shtaris. Zakhtar Chumas Hadeshin, even in Gittin, it doesn't need a din ksiva. It doesn't need a din ksiva by itself. And we're not going to be gozer chasimah to ksiva either. That the chasimah sin get. Right? The problem of ksavah yavisav is you need a chasimah. And if it's ksavah yavisav, there is no chasimah. But choktochas, there is a chasimah because the Edom are putting something unique, their own unique imprimatur on the star. Just like a simen, just like a fish or a palm tree. That's also good, even if it's not a din ksiva. So what? It's the unique imprint of the Edom. So that's called an Edus. They're testifying that the Baal told them to sign. So if you don't need a din ksiva for the chasima, then it'll turn out that you could have two different halachas, neither of which are called ksiva, and nevertheless, one will be good for the chasima, and the other will not be good for the chasima. Ksav agav ksav is not a ksiva. Chaptochas is not a ksiva. And yet, ksav agav ksav will be posel for the chasima, and chaptochas can be kosher for the chasima. Because you don't need a din ksiva by the chasimas. You just need a unique imprint, a unique mark of the Edom on the shtar to be an Edus. As long as you have that, then it's going to be kosher. And chaktochas is that. There's nothing below. So therefore, that's enough to be called a chasim. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to add a brief word from the Pasha.